This is J.D. Doyle welcoming you back to part two of Queer Music Heritage and a show I call Songs I've Been Meaning to Play. For the first song, I'm going to go to church on you for about the next 2 minutes with a song that may sound familiar. Of course, you figured out the title was Jesus is Just All Right, and the version is the original from 1966 by the Art Reynolds Singers. Reynolds is an openly gay gospel singer and writer, and that song appeared on their debut album, Telling It Like It Is. And that recording was the first gospel album released by Capitol Records. Back when Reynolds was a choir director, he took his five best singers to form his group, and one of them was Thelma Houston, which nurtured her start into the business. Jesus is Just All Right is by far his most known song, and cover versions were done by the Byrds in 1969 and more famously by the Doobie Brothers. Their version reached number 35 on the Billboard charts in 1973. And a number of other artists, including the Christian group DC Talk, have also recorded the song. This next set is a treat for me, as I loved the music of Dusty Springfield. She died in 1999, and of course, I could give you some of her huge hits spanning decades, but you know me better than that. I always go for the obscure, and I'm going to give you hits and obscurity with these next three songs. Here are Wishing and Hopin', I Only Want to Be With You, and Will You Love Me Tomorrow, sung respectively in Italian, German, and French.
Perché mi fa tremare, tremare d'amore. Bello non è. Perché? Perché mi fa tremare?
Was ich auch alles tu, auf dich nur wart ich immer zu. Du weißt es nicht und hast mir schon so viel geschenkt. Den Blick, an den mein Herz in allen Träumen denkt. Das klein bisschen Lächeln, das ist so schön. Das komische Gefühl, wenn wir uns wiedersehen. Das alles gibt's mir du, auf dich nur wart ich immer zu. Mein schönstes Kleid fast aller Tage an. Ich frisiere mich stundenlang, dass ich dir gefallen kann. Yeah, wir sehen uns alle Tage im Vorübergehen. Und immer denk ich, heute bleibst du bei mir stehen. Du willst mir was sagen und tust es nie. Dabei empfind ich mehr für dich als Sympathie, was ich auch alles tu. Dich nur wart ich immer zu. Dass ich dir gefallen kann. Yeah, du weißt es nicht und hast mir schon so viel geschenkt. Den Blick, an den mein Herz in allen Träumen denkt. Das klein bisschen Lächeln, das ist so schön. Das komische Gefühl, wenn wir uns wiedersehen. Das alles gibst mir du. Auf dich nur wart ich immer zu. Das alles gibt mir.
Ce soir tu es près de moi.
have to show my appreciation for one of Dusty's fan clubs called the Dusty Springfield Bulletin and the fine work of its leader, Paul Howes. The Bulletin stopped in 2009 after 21 years, and some of the projects it did for subscribers were the release of several CD compilations of her work, including one of foreign language recordings called Continental Dusty, compiled in 2004. Dusty Springfield was not the only English-speaking recording artist in the 60s to also record for the overseas market. Leslie Gore was another. Let me indulge myself by mixing together in one song, Leslie singing You Don't Own Me in German, French, and Italian from 1964.
Goodbye, Tony, wir können beide nie glücklich sein. Goodbye, Tony, und darum lass ich dich heute allein.
For a long time, Leslie Gore was typecast as an oldies artist, but in 2005, she released her first album of new material since 1976. It's called Ever Since, and I think it's an excellent album. In it, she did give a nod to the past with a striking new arrangement of her old hit.
You don't own. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. You don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'll never stay. Don't tell me what to do.
I want somebody who will be true. You don't own me. You don't own me, and I don't own you.
Baby, be strong, me, baby. win, but I can't be thrown out here, out here on my own, out here on my own. I am all alone.
Also from the album, you heard the song Out Here on My Own, which you may recall was a big hit for Irene Cara from the movie Fame in 1980. It even got an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. But Leslie certainly has the right to record that one, as she co-wrote it with her brother, Michael Gore. Michael actually beat Leslie out of sharing an Oscar that year, as he and another writer nabbed it for the title track from Fame. This next song also won an Academy Award, as done by Doris Day in 1953, but I'm playing for you the Johnny Mathis version from his 1959 album, Faithfully. This song has long held special meaning for members of the GLBT community. It's Secret Love. One reason I played Johnny Mathis was to introduce the next artist, and she probably played a larger role in our culture behind the scenes than as a singer. But I need to drop back and give you some history. In San Francisco in the 1940s, one of the popular lesbian bars was Mona's 440, and it featured acts such as Beverly Shaw and Gladys Bentley. In 1952, the club was sold to Ann D., who kept the same clientele and brought in performers like Charles Pierce, Ray Bourbon, and helped start the careers of Lenny Bruce and Johnny Mathis. When Ann D. heard Mathis sing, she recognized his talent and gave him a job singing on weekends while he was in college. This was September of 1955. Columbia Records producer George Avakian was invited to hear him sing and was impressed enough that he did not leave the club that evening until he had signed Mathis to a contract. Of course, over 50 years later, Johnny Mathis has been a legend for decades. But back to Ann D. She was a popular singer in clubs and recorded two albums. Her debut album was on Capitol in 1967 and was called Free Again. That same year, she was in the movie Thoroughly Modern Millie, singing The Rose of Washington Square. Oddly, she was not given at the time billing in the film or on the soundtrack. She had one other album, a private release called With Love, Ann D., and it was recorded live at the Purple Onion in Hollywood. It's not dated, but judging from the material, it was probably from the early or mid-70s. I'm giving you a song from each album.
Free again, back to being free again, back to being me again, with all my precious freedom, my precious, precious freedom, on my own. Back to being on my own, back to live the life I'd known before I ever knew him, before I ever knew him. Free. Get lucky me. Take a look and you can see how much I love my freedom, my precious, precious freedom. Simple, complicated. Simple me, back to where I used to be, before I ever knew him, before I ever knew him. Now, time for celebration now, time to have a party. at lucky, lucky me. Back to where I used to be. Re-again.
Funny how a lonely day could make a person start to say, what good is my life? Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, what good is my life? Funny how it often seems I'll never find a dream in my life till I look around and see this big world is part of me and my life. This is my life. Today, tomorrow, love will come and find me, 'cause that's the way that I was born to be. Give a damn for lost emotions. I've such a lot of love I've got to give. Let me live. Let me live. Sometimes when I feel afraid, I think of what a mess I've made of my life. We all do that. We end up by crying about mistakes, forgetting all the breaks I've had in my life. Well, I was put on earth to be, and a part of this big world is me and my life. Guess I'll just add up the score, count the things I'm grateful for in my life. This is my life. tomorrow love will come and find me. Cause that's the way that I was born to be. This is me. This is me.
The song The Rose of Washington Square was in the middle of that set, and I wrapped around it the standards Free Again and This Is My Life. I very much need to thank a friend of mine, Robert Bouvard, for sending me that last album, as it's very rare. He was a performer in the Jewel Box Review and went by the name Robbie Ross. In fact, we had a phone call about Aunt Dee, and he gave me permission to share a bit of that call with you.
A couple years ago, a friend of mine who was also a singer, his name was Barry Kinder, passed away, and I was settling his estate and going through the records. I find this album of Aunt Dee, who I was a fan of in Hollywood for some, you know, for quite some time during the 60s and 70s.
Were you a fan, or did you know her at all?
Well, I had met her on occasions and at the clubs where she worked, and I knew a lot of the same people. She knew a lot of the same people that I did in show business. Michael Greer and Lynn Carter and people like that, they kind of hung in that same circle in Hollywood in those years.
So you got the impression she was indeed lesbian?
Oh, I know she was, yeah. I never met her partner. She lived in Rosarita Beach, which is right across the Mexican border there. So she didn't work steadily. She was kind of laid back in a lot of ways. And, you know, she had a lot of vocal trouble during her career, mm-hmm. too.
You know, I emailed the Historical Society in San Francisco to find out if they knew if she was lesbian, and they say they had already tried to research that and could never find out.
I mean, I'm positive she was gay.
Okay. Well, you know, my position is, yes, I want to feature her because there's a lot to her story, but I want to be responsible. If I want to say someone was lesbian on my website, I kind of want, you know, a little bit to go on.
Oh, but you should be. Yeah, you should be. I mean, you could take my word for it. As far as I know, she was. I mean, I never heard anything different or to the opposite of that, you know.
Did you see her mostly in L.A.?
Only in Hollywood,
okay.
Yeah. I never saw her at Ciro's, and she performed a lot in San Francisco. She was in that ring of very excellent performers, and some of them made it and some of them didn't. And she was one that never made it big, but I always said, she could have made it big easily. You know, had she lived 20 years later, she would have probably been a huge star.
After our talk, Robbie also commented that she had a huge gay following and always packed the clubs when she performed, both in L.A. and San Francisco. Well, this next artist is straight, but the song isn't, and she's been very popular with gay audiences for many years. She's Sharon McKnight. The song is called Your Son Isn't Going Through a Stage, and it was inspired by an old Noel Coward song. It's from her 2001 album, Songs to Offend Almost Everyone.
Your son isn't going through a stage, Mrs. Worthington. Your son isn't going through a stage. Though they said of his stay at West Point that he might be Green Beret. Under the cap, he's wearing a wrap of sequin gold lame. He's a nice lad, though he wears a muscle shirt. Note the voice within the squirt is that of Patty Page. There's no doubt, Mrs. Worthington. He's out, Mrs. Worthington. Your son isn't going through a stage. Your son isn't going through a stage, Mrs. Worthington. Your son isn't going through a stage. He promises to die the day his buttocks start to sag. And on top of the heap, the little Bo Peep is often seen in drag. He's a grand queen, and though I'm not the soul of tact, you really can't deny the fact his lisp is not the rage. At the seams, Mrs. Worthington, he screams, Mrs. Worthington, your son isn't going through a stage. Your son isn't going through a stage, Mrs. Worthington. Your son isn't going through a stage. While working at the kennel, he was excited by a leash. And instead of serving gravy train, the puppies dined on quiche. He wears tight jeans. He's at the bars through the night. The smell of amyl nitrate has got him in a daze. He likes nuts, Mrs. Worthington, and butts, Mrs. Worthington. Your son isn't going through a stage.
I'm sorry. How does it feel now that you're lonely? Now that you've lost your one and only. Does it hurt? Are you blue? Now that someone else has done what you used to do. How does it feel? I'm sorry, having a heartache, having to live with tears and heartbreak. You took my love, my life, and my all, and walked away right after making me fall. How does it feel now that it's happened? Having to live with the tears and that lousy heartbreak. You took my love, my life, and my all, and walked away right after making me fall. How does it feel now that it's happened to you?
Following Sharon McKnight was Rip Taylor, and I guess he took time out from telling jokes and throwing confetti to record that 45 RPM record. It's from 1971 and was called How Does It Feel? Up next, I'm going to give you two different sides of Rod McKuen. Most of us know him for selling millions of albums of his low-key poetry, many backed by the Anita Kerr Singers. A couple of those albums were atypical of him, as they took on a more gay slant. Those were two albums of the poetry of Walt Whitman called The Body Electric, and were released in the early 70s. One of the most gay of Whitman's poems was We Two Boys Together.
We two boys together clinging, one the other never leaving, up and down the roads going north and south, excursions making, power enjoying, elbows stretching, fingers clutching, armed and fearless, eating, drinking, sleeping, loving, no law less than ourselves owing, sailing, soldiering, thieving, threatening, Misers, menials, priests alarming, air-breathing, water-drinking, on the turf or the sea beach dancing. Cities wrenching, ease scorning, statues mocking, feebleness chasing, fulfilling our foray. Ages and ages returning at intervals, undestroyed, wandering immortal. Lusty, phallic, with the potent original loins perfectly sweet. I, chanter of Vedanic songs. Through the new garden, the west, the great city's calling, deliberate, deliriate. Thus prelude what is generated, offering these, offering myself, bathing my songs in sex, offspring of my loins.
Being familiar with this style of recording for him, I was very surprised to find something from earlier in his recording career that was very different. I was record shopping in Los Angeles last year and found an old 45 by him, and it was truly a WTF moment. It was called Oliver Twist Meets the Duke of Earl. Of course, when you couple the twist and the Duke of Earl, it means you're in 1961 trying to capitalize on what was on the radio then.
Twist, 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 Oliver Twist, 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 Oliver Twist, 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 Oliver Twist, 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 Oliver Twist. Oliver Twist meets the Duke of Oil.
Oh, well, Oliver Twist met the Duke of Oil. The Duke was a millionaire. He had a diamond and a ruby and a Cadillac and a palace or two to spare. Well, Oliver Twist told the Duke of Oil, Duke, don't you be a square. If you can twist like the whole gang does, the Duke might as well be fair. Hey, honey, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oliver Twist meets the Duke of Oil. Said the Duke of Boyle, I don't know what I lack. I can do the pop and the pony and the song, but the twist on my ink and black. The Oliver Twist on the Duke of Boyle, don't you worry, your grace. When I get through, I'm teaching you, you'll be twisting all over the place. Hey, nanny, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oliver Twist beats the Duke of Boyle. Spread your shoulders and show back. Make with some action in your royal sacroiliac. And now get ready, now get set. Pretend that you're putting out a cigarette. Oh, well, Oliver Twist said the Duke of Boyle, I'll share my fortune with you. You can have my rubies, you can have my gold, you can even have the Duchess too. Cause the whole darn dukedom is a dancer now to a beat they can't resist. And all because of a peasant boy they call Sir Oliver Twist.
When I got back from that trip to L.A. and had time to do some research, I was almost more surprised to find that the song is from an LP called Mr. Oliver Twist, and it's packed full of cover versions of Twist songs. And perhaps odder yet, it's been reissued on CD. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm winding down part two of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. One more comment about that trip to L.A. I mentioned I spent some time looking for records, and I was also surprised to find this next one. It's a 45 from 1982, and I was surprised because I have a CD I quite like by the same artist from 2008, 16 years later. The artist is Barry Gold, and he lives in Los Angeles now. But in 1982, he was in his native Canada, and there's even a YouTube video of him performing both of the songs from the 45 and being interviewed on a Montreal television show. Of course, I gravitated to the more suggestive A-side called Do Me Again.
You make me happy all hypnotized. And if it's not what you want, well, you can have it anytime. Don't apologize if you say you want love every night. So while we're here together, let's hold out for a little more. I'm gonna give you my love, gonna give what you've been looking for. Don't apologize if you say you want love every night. Ooh, if it feels alright, do me again.
Barry Gold's 2008 album is called Knocking on Another Door, and from it, closing the show is Walking and Running.
I didn't want to go to bed. I needed time to clear my head. So west in Hollywood I went, walking and running. I stopped at Mickey's for a drink. The waitress was a man, I think. She said my feet are killing me. Walking and running behind. Everybody's in a rush, passing but not catching up. Time's a train and we're all on the bus. Should avoid.